Hi, my name's Ayodele Koladi, and I'm here on The Inspiring Show with Jennifer Hensel.
Welcome to The Inspiring Show with Paul and Jennifer Hensel, featuring inspiring interviews with thought leaders, storytellers, entrepreneurs, influencers, and legacy builders just like you. Learn from experts about finding your voice, mastering your mindset, and creating movements with your message. Tap into timeless wisdom and today's top strategies for transcending to new levels of success, happiness, and joy.
Welcome, everyone, to The Inspiring Show. My name is Jennifer Hensel, and I'm your host today. Be sure to head over to our show notes at inspiringshow.com, where you can get all the links for our guests today and our workbooks and downloads to help you grow your business and level up your lifestyle. My guest on the show today is Ayodele Koladi, and she's going to be speaking with us about personal mastery. Ayodele and I are connected online, and we've been supporting each other for quite a while now, and although we're on opposite sides of the planet, I've seen her help many people over the years. So many people have experienced pain and trauma in their lives, resulting in inner turmoil, mental clutter, and deep but hidden unhappiness. I know I have, and as a transformation specialist, Ayodele's specialty is assisting entrepreneurs, thought leaders, and change makers in clearing up the past and letting go of pain and trauma that they've experienced so they can step confidently and authentically into the version of themselves that they want to be in the world, which results in more success in their business and lives. Ayodele holds the belief that while pain in life is inevitable, suffering is most certainly optional. Pain and trauma from the past is the cause of so much in our lives, either not working out to its fullest potential or having things fail miserably. When we learn how to connect with our inner guidance and wisdom and heal and let go of our past hurts, everything falls into place. Ayodele shares openly about her own journey to personal mastery and why she is so passionate about the work she now does to help others and to help them achieve their personal mastery too. It's such a delight to chat with Ayodele. She's overflowing with wisdom and easy to listen to. This episode is packed with inspiring stories and strategies you can use in your life right now. So I hope you enjoy this interview with Ayodele Koladi. Hi, Ayodele. It's so nice to see you today. Thank you for being with us.
Hi, Jennifer. It's such an absolute pleasure to be here. Thank you so much for having me as a guest on your show. I am absolutely honored to be here. And, you know, the guest that you've had on so far, I've been following your podcast since you started airing it. And I just really feel honored to be one of the guests and to have been asked to come on your show. So thank you so much for the opportunity and to have been interested in, you know, what I've got to share. So I'm very, very grateful.
Wonderful. Well, we feel privileged to have you here because, you know, we've known each other for a couple of years now, and I've been following your teachings as well. And we are just thrilled to have your wisdom here on the show. And you have such an inspiring story as well. So where did your journey begin and what led you to do the work that you do?
It's an interesting one, and it's one that I'm just kind of becoming more comfortable about sharing because it's such a personal journey and a personal story, as I'm sure many people that you interview, you know, have that same kind of perspective. And it sort of started, my real journey in terms of transformation and transforming my life started about 10 years ago when I really ploughed really deeply into personal development. And that was purely because my life was such a complete mess, you know, paint no pretty pictures about it. It was absolute chaos. And I came from, you know, had a pretty dysfunctional and traumatic childhood and upbringing, lived in probably one of the most impoverished areas in the UK. And against many odds, I managed to, you know, make it through the traumas that I experienced. And I guess I came to a point in my life where I was like, I sort of looked around at the things that were going on around me and the chaos that was happening. And I realized that there was one common denominator, and that was me. So in order for my life to change, I had the realization and made the kind of the connections that if anything was going to change, started with me. It was me that had to make that decision. So I really ploughed into so much in terms of personal development and my own understanding what my own patterns were, why, you know, the behaviour that I was seeing, the things that I was seeing in my life kept playing out, and wondered what I can do to change them. And read so many books around codependency, around boundaries, around healing your inner child, around, you know, overcoming the trauma that we've experienced in life. And did loads of things, like I learned how to meditate. I got into Abraham Hicks and the law of attraction, you know, energy and the different sorts of ways that that plays out in our life. And I guess it was the real turning point for me was when I discovered NLP, timeline therapy and hypnotherapy. And I tried so many other things. I did the counselling. I did the antidepressants. I, you know, experienced clinical depression probably from about the age of 5. And, you know, went experienced my whole childhood, teenage years, young adult life with that experience, and did everything that I could when I reached this stage of trying to figure out how I was actually going to be able to overcome the challenges that I'd faced. And all of those things worked to a degree, the things that I'd tried. But it wasn't until I found NLP, timeline therapy and hypnotherapy that my life really, really began to transform. And because of how much of a fundamental impact those modalities have had on my personal experience, that was when I realized that, you know, this stuff works. This is not just mumbo jumbo. This is not just positive thinking. This is actually learning how to tap into the unconscious mind, which is the part of us which controls between 95 and 97% of our human functioning. Learning how to rewire the brain so that you actually get the outcomes that you want to achieve in life. And when I learned how to do that for myself, putting into using those modalities and also putting them into work with all of the other things that I've learned along the way in terms of personal development and my own education at university, I came up with, you know, some methodologies and created a program to help other people. And that's really how, you know, in a nutshell, that's how my journey began and why it's unfolded in the way that it was, because my life was such a mess. I got to a stage where to a degree, I mean, we're never done, are we? We're never finished. And it's an ongoing business of, you know, personal development and continually, you know, doing all that we can to be the best version of ourselves, if that's what you choose to do with your life. But I've reached a stage where I thought, you know, I've fixed the things that I were really poignant and really important for me to fix, and now I feel confident I've got the skills to help other people do the same thing. So that's where it began, and that's the reason why I got into, you know, helping other people to overcome their traumas. So yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. Well, thank you for sharing that, because, you know, it's from the deepest places that we have the most amazing realizations of what our next steps are. And if sometimes we can feel lost, and if we don't have those deep experiences, then it's hard to see the next step. Paul and I became practitioners in NLP, and because of his PTSD and the other struggles he had from his accident and the things that have happened in our life. And it's the most powerful modality, but we don't practice it like you do, as far as you really do this full time. And what really inspires you the most about helping others heal and transform?
I guess it's because of the depths of the darkness that I've been to. I know what it feels like to live pretty much my entire life in pain, in emotional pain, not having an outlet, not knowing what to do with that pain, not knowing how to function at my optimum, knowing that I had such potential, knowing that I wanted to do so much with my life. You know, I hid it from my family. I hid it from everyone until I was at the age of 22, when I hit rock bottom and realized that if I didn't do something really significant about the way that I was feeling, I was going to do something catastrophic to myself. So I told my mom, shared with my mom how I was feeling. And we got some intervention, we got some help. So going through, and you know, I'm talking about, I was diagnosed with clinical, so at that point I was diagnosed with clinical depression at the age of 22, put on medication. I was on medication for 8 years. And so for the majority of my life, I've lived in real, real emotional turmoil and pain. So knowing that I had that experience and knowing that that is no longer my experience, I know that there are other people out there that are experiencing, have been through the same level of emotional turmoil. And because I feel like I've found a solution to it, I want to do everything that I can to eliminate the suffering or to assist other people in eliminating their suffering so that they don't have to go through their lives in that way. It's not necessary. It's not necessary to suffer. You know, there's a quote, I can't remember who it's by, but it's pain is inevitable, but suffering is optional. And that's the truth, because there are modalities out there, like you said, you know, you've used NLP yourselves to assist in your own and impulse healing journey. And it's not necessary to go through life suffering. There are things that you can do to alleviate and to eliminate that. And I don't think enough people know how powerful these modalities are, because if they do, they'd be either more accessible, they'd be more widely available. And there are a number of reasons why I believe that that isn't the case. But I feel like it's my passion. And I honestly feel, and you know, it may sound trite and airy-fairy, but I honestly feel like it's one of the reasons, number one, that I was put on this planet is to help other people to eliminate their pain and suffering. Number two, but I had to go through that. You know, I had to go through that experience of that pain and suffering in order to be able to assist other people, and in order for me to be able to understand how, to a degree, you can never fully understand what somebody else is going through because you haven't lived their experience. But in order to understand to some degree the level of pain that an individual could be suffering and the way that they feel, because I think that there's something to be said for being able to step temporarily into somebody else's pain with them and hold their hand and say, I cannot understand completely how you feel, but I'm going to share something with you. I understand to a degree because I've been there. And to be able to help them and move them from that level of suffering and dysfunction and pain to living a life where that pain just isn't there anymore, it's a privilege for me to be able to do that. And I feel genuinely humbled and honored with every single client that I work with to be able to facilitate them through that change. And so really that's where my passion stems from, is knowing that there is an alternative way, there is another way of existing, and people do not have to live their life in pain. And if I can, you know, help just one person, I feel like I've done my job. But I want to reach and help as many people as I can to overcome, you know, the experiences, the pain, the trauma that they've been through, because they don't have to live like that. It's not necessary.
Oh, that's amazing. So, you know, it's when you're stuck in things like that, it's hard to imagine freedom, but these modalities really can help people become free from things that have held them back for years. It's, like I said, helped us with our PTSD and our chronic pain, all kinds of things. I've seen you help many people over the years, and you call yourself a transformation specialist. Is that right? And what does that mean? And can you, you know, tell us a little more about that?
Absolutely. Well, I believe that the work that I do is helping people to transform their lives. And so I use these modalities, NLP, a modality called timeline therapy, which is just one of the most powerful techniques that I've ever come across in terms of assisting somebody in letting go of negative emotions, trauma, pain, and limiting beliefs, and also hypnotherapy. And I use these in combination with spirituality practices and health and well-being practices, to combine all of those techniques and assist somebody in undeniably transforming their life. So they come to me and they have a problem. And over the course of the work that we do together, that problem begins to, I mean, in the beginning stages, we do a lot of talking, and linguistically, the language patterns that I use assist the way that that person, the client, has held on to that problem so tightly. what the linguistic style does is it assists them in sort of ungluing the glue that's held that problem together for so long, for such a long time, for as long as it's been a problem. And then we get to the real intervention stages of the work that we do. And that's when we see the real profound fundamental transformation take place. And it's I guess it's the it's my position in facilitating that transformation, which is why I call myself a transformation specialist, because what I do is assist people in transforming their lives. And I'm a specialist at what I do because I've been doing it for a number of years. And I feel like I've reached a level of expertise where I can now call myself a, you know, a specialist. I'm not just a practitioner. I feel like I'm a specialist. So that's what that means. I don't know whether that's answered the question sufficiently, yeah. But that's the reason why I call myself that title.
You're a master practitioner, right?
I'm a trainer. So I'm actually trainer level in all of those modalities. So I not only practice them myself, but I also deliver trainings and train other people to use those techniques as well. So yeah,
that's
highly
amazing.
Skilled and highly trained in what I do.
Great. Okay, yeah. So what is the biggest thing that you have learned on your personal development journey?
In terms of my own personal, for me personally, not in terms, okay.
Yeah.
The biggest thing that I've learned is that you really can let go of the past. And you really can change your life. And you really can have things be the way that you want them to be. And yes, it takes work. And no, it's not pretty. It's not pretty. It's sometimes dark. And it's sometimes scary to go through the work that you have to go through to get to where you want to be. But through doing the work and through committing to having your life be the way that you want it to be, you can achieve it. And yes, you have to invest in yourself. Yes, you have to commit time, money, energy, persistence, and you have to want it. But the biggest thing for me, and I guess I say it's the biggest thing because for so many years I was hopeless, really hopeless, really felt, you know, I'd done everything that I could do. What else can I do to alleviate this pain, this suffering that I'm going through? And to go through that and to move from being completely hopeless and feeling absolutely destitute to having found something that helped me to transform, that helped me to make the changes that I needed to make in my life. The biggest lesson for me is that you can have things be the way that you want them to be. So, yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. I've seen you help others with so many breakthroughs and, you know, for change makers and leaders and entrepreneurs and influencers, why is it so important that they heal their past if they want to do great work in the world? Because I mean, you know, some people just need freedom and they need to break out of a cycle they're in or what have you. But, you know, some people out there are ready to level up and go to the next level. So why, you know, and sometimes people are having trouble with that and they're hitting the ceiling or they're not able to break through. And so can you talk about why it's so important for them to heal their past first?
I think it's an absolutely fantastic question. Thank you for asking it. It is absolutely fundamental for, if you've hit a block, there's a reason for that. It isn't just happening because there's no reason behind it. There's a reason that you've hit that block. And it's generally to do with stuff that either you're holding on to unconsciously, stuff that's happened in the past that's creating limiting beliefs or limitations around what you believe that you can achieve. And once you let go of those limitations and once you actually work and learn how to tap into and work with the unconscious mind, things just change. They change rapidly. But if you have these limitations and you feel like you've hit a glass ceiling, but you know that there's more for you, but you just don't know how to get there. Because sometimes we can know this stuff and we can know, okay, right, so this is what I'm believing or this is what I'm seeing and this is how I'm showing up in the world, but I want things to be different, but I don't know how to get there. And you've done all the personal development, you know, reading, and you've been to the seminars and the workshops. Well, maybe it's time to work with somebody one-to-one. Maybe it's time to actually work with somebody and have them facilitate you in making those changes that are going to help you to break through those blocks. Because one thing that comes up for me is one of the things that one of my first coaches said to me. She said, you can't see the back of your head without two mirrors. So you can have a mirror in front of you and a mirror behind you. So even as a highly trained person, you don't always see your own blind spots. So having somebody else be able to look or take you into that journey inside yourself and find out where it is that these blind spots are, what is it that's holding you back? Where is the unconscious material that you're not consciously aware of, so you can't even necessarily do anything about? What is it that we need to work on so that we can assist you in breaking through these blockages and assist you in making the progress and making the moves forward that you want to make? And, you know, work with quite a number of quite high profile people and assisting them in letting go of the stuff that has happened in the past that they didn't even know was impacting on the stuff that they wanted to do in business. But when you let go of that stuff, it's all interconnected. Our personal lives, our relationships, you know, family stuff, childhood stuff, it's all interconnected in the way that we show up in the world now. So when you deal with that stuff and you let the stuff go that's holding you back, could be from, you know, really, really young childhood. A teacher may have said something to you that unconsciously you've been holding on to that you didn't know was having an impact on your ability to move forward in your business now, because at the unconscious level, it was held so, you know, it affected you and impacted on you so deeply. So letting go of that stuff just assists you. It's almost like trying to run with an open parachute. I use this metaphor, which is all your baggage, your stuff from the past that's holding you back. And as soon as you do these processes and you work through this stuff, it's like cutting the strings on the parachute. And it just allows you to rocket propel forward into the version of yourself that you want to be and give you the ability to show up in the way that you want to show up in the world. So that's the way that I kind of look at it. And that's why I feel it's so important for people to do this sort of work, because they can actually then step confidently into that version of themselves that they know is possible. They just maybe aren't quite sure how to get there.
Oh, that's amazing. I love your metaphor as well. Thank you. Now, the best thing people could do is to work with someone like you one-on-one to help them through the processes, of course. But if anyone's listening and they need to break through, they just need something, just a little, do you have a little tip or something someone could do at home right now, even before they reach out to you for one-on-one help?
Yeah, I think that one of the things that's really important to do, and something that can be perhaps less easy than we think it is, which is, this is one of the things that I am adamant about when I work with my clients, is that it's so important to focus on the way that you want things to be, rather than focusing, and we can get lost in focusing on how things are now and how things aren't the way that we want them to be. Setting yourself up for failure, because your brain is programmed and your neurology is programmed to create things the way that we focus on them. So if we're focusing on things not working out, we're focusing on all the things that are going wrong in our life, unfortunately your neurology is programmed to actually continue creating more of the same behavior, more of the same problems. When we actually start to focus on the way that we want to be showing up in the world, when we start to focus on, whether it's through visualization, whether it's through meditation, whether it is through journaling, whatever practices we choose to use, when we start to focus on having things be the way that we want them to be, we start to actually allow the neurology and allow our minds, allow our brains to start creating at the unconscious level the lives that we want to have. So if I could give somebody one tip, that's the first tip that kind of springs to mind. Without doing a technique or taking somebody through a process, I would encourage people to really start focusing on having things be the way that they want them to be. And I know that, you know, that might be something that's less easy for people to do, but the more that you practice doing it, the more you focus on doing it, the easier it's going to be. And, you know, we have this part of the brain called the reticular activating system. And what that does is it, when we set a goal or when we decide that we want something to be the way that we want it to be, that part of the brain starts moving towards the stuff that we want to happen, the stuff that we want to show up. We start seeing more opportunities. We start noticing things in a different way. We start paying attention to different things. Different sorts of people start showing up in our lives. So through actually starting to focus on things the way that we want them to be, we are giving a message to the reticular activating system to start those processes happening internally, and then our lives will start to change. It might be just small changes at first, but they are changes all the same. So that is something that, you know, people can start doing, and it will, I think that it's something that will really help.
Oh, brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Thank you for sharing that. So we're going to do a speed round.
Okay.
And then I'm going to chat with you about how people can connect with you and get help from you. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So the first question is, now we're over here in Canada. You're in the UK, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what there now, we're recording this during coronavirus, so nobody's out doing anything, but under normal circumstances, and perhaps when people hear this, it'll be back to normal, but what do you do for fun?
So it's an interesting question, because being an introvert, yeah. I don't really do that much, to be honest with you. But something that, and I guess now that we're on lockdown in the UK, like you said, you here during coronavirus,
yeah,
it's even less easy to do anything. But something, you know, a couple of things that I love are ice skating. Mm-hmm. I love horse riding and personal development. I love learning, whether it's learning about myself, whether it's learning more so that I can assist my clients in, you know, different techniques that I can take them through, whether it's learning more about the brain, whether it's learning more about communication. I am a bit of a geek, and I am, you know, it's just something that I love to do. I love learning. So yeah, learning, horse riding, ice skating, my favorite things to do.
Well, your passion for learning really comes through in everything you do. You have some great videos and teachings in you through your Instagram account and different social places. Yeah. So we'll share that in the show links, in the show notes. We'll have links to all of your stuff where people can connect with you. But what is your favorite quote?
So being a linguist and a wordsmith, it's just not an easy question to answer, because there are so many that kind of spring to mind. But I think in this time that we're in, one of my favorite quotes is by Paulo Coelho, which is, "Life is too short to leave important words left unsaid." And so if there are things that you need to say, if there are words that you need to speak, communication to me, like communication is one of the most important things that we can develop in our lives. And so speaking the words that we need to speak, showing up and being vulnerable, being honest about how we're feeling, being honest about the things that are important to us is something that really speaks to that. So yeah, that would be my favorite quote.
Awesome. Thank you. Now, who has inspired you the most?
So there are so many, again, so many people that have inspired me. And my honest reaction is my younger self. My younger self, because it's her that forced me to make the changes in my life. It was the pain that she was in that forced me to do the study and do my education and do my learnings, do my trainings, do my personal development, do my healing, do my growing, so that I could then help other people. And without all the stuff that she'd been through, I wouldn't be here today doing the work that I'm doing in the world. So my younger self is my biggest inspiration.
What an amazing answer. That's great. Yes.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Such Thank a beautiful you. Sentiment. So what is your favorite book?
Again, so many. the book that springs to mind in terms of the one that's probably had the most fundamental impact on me in terms of my own personal journey is by Ian LaVanzant, and it's called Yesterday I Cried. And it was reading that book that motivated me to start my own journey of healing. So there are so many books that I could recommend, and but that is probably the one that's had the most profound impact on me, because it's where my journey to healing all began.
Oh, I'll have to check that one out. That sounds wonderful. So as an entrepreneur or NLP specialist, what is a really good tool or resource you would recommend?
The only resources that spring to mind are the most powerful ones that are the transformation techniques that I couldn't say, go and look this up or go, because it would be something that somebody would have to take you through. And so if I'm being honest, the most powerful resource that anybody could access is to learn this stuff, is to learn about how to rewire their brain, is to learn, to go and, pick up a book about NLP and discover more about how powerful it is and how useful it is in terms of having things be the way that you want them to be and making those positive changes that you want to make. So, and one of the things that might be a useful starting point for people would be looking at the NLP model of communication, because that helps people to understand how we interpret the world, how we make sense of our own external world, and how that then makes representations inside of ourselves, and how we make sense of the world, and how we're then able to communicate with people, and why we behave the way that we behave. So I think that would be, if I could recommend somebody a starting point, it would be that.
Excellent. Yes. Well, and having someone like you walk people through this is really key. I mean, if people want to accelerate their progress, either in their own self-development or their professional development, working with someone like you is going to get them there much quicker and with proven scientific techniques. So tell us how people can connect with you and how you can help them move forward in this way.
So today I'd like to offer your listeners my free Mindset Mastery audio program, which is a beautifully enchanting program which is designed to help quieten, minimize, and eliminate negative self-talk, which contributes to so many problems that people experience today. So my main place to interact is on Instagram. So my handle, I hope that you'll maybe put this in the show notes, but it's Ayodele Okoladi. And that's, post there most regularly. And also my website, they can find out more about the work that I do, which is, again, ayodeleokoladi.com. And I have a number of different ways that people can work with me. They can do one-to-one work, which doesn't need to necessarily be in person. I can do video work with people. I do, have clients all over the world, so do remote coaching. And then there's also live workshops and trainings that I deliver. And it just depends on, in terms of how it would work for them, just depends on what level of work they want to do, what level of work they're ready to dive into. Some people just want to kind of have a bit of a taster of the work that I do. And I've got one program that gives people the opportunity to do that. And some people want to go really, really deep dive into and have a really, really profound and fundamental transformation. So it just depends on what they want to achieve. And I'm, open to working with people and working with clients that, they have varying and different, I guess, ideas about what they want to achieve. And I'm here to facilitate and support them through whatever it is that they want to achieve. So, yeah.
Oh, how amazing. Well, thank you so much for everything you've shared today and for being with us.
And thank you so much for having me. It's been a really, really lovely experience speaking to you and sharing my story and my journey. I really appreciate it. So thank you.
I hope you enjoyed that interview. Remember to check the show notes at inspiringshow.com, and you can get all the links we talked about there today. All right. Thank you, everybody. Remember, until next time, you have a story and your story matters.